Hello and welcome to the playlist, Music with Mrs. LC podcast. Today's episode is called How Far I'll Go, and we will be talking to some of my students about their experience as beginner ukulele players. Today I have three guests who have come in to talk to me, three of my fifth grade students. I have Ellie, Savannah, and Grace. They're all in my general music class, and they're going to share some personal experience and advice for those who may want to start learning the ukulele. So first off, thank you for being here and sitting down with me. I appreciate that. Time is sometimes hard to find, so I really appreciate that you guys are here. And I think for me, as an advanced player trying to teach beginners, I know I tend to forget what it's like to be a beginner because I've played for so long that I forget about how awkward it is to hold it and all that stuff, right? I forget that stuff. So I think you giving me some insight and giving our listeners some insight will be helpful because you have only been playing for a few months. So I think you have a different perspective than me. So that's why you're here. So we are going to start with the first question, and I'm going to give each one of you a chance to answer. And some of you might have the same answers. You might have the same thing. And that's okay if you repeat something. I just want to know your perspective. So don't feel bad if you repeat what someone else said. But here is my first question, and I'm going to start with Ellie. The question is, did you have any previous experience playing another instrument before we started this? And that can be like private lessons or just you messed around at the house with another instrument or something. Did you have any previous experience?
Well, I mostly just mess around with my guitar.
You have a guitar at home? Yeah. Is it your parents' or
it's
just
mine? It's a giant purple one.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's
so no lessons, but you just kind of messed around on it just to see. Okay. And then let's go with Savannah. Do you have any previous experience?
I played the clarinet and the keyboard.
Just that you have at the house? Nothing,
yeah.
No formal training, but you just kind of messed around?
Yeah, just kind of messed around.
Okay. And last but not least, Miss Grace?
I messed around with my brother's guitar, and I played piano with lessons.
Oh, you did? Do you still take piano lessons? Or?
I'm going to start again.
Okay. That's good. Did you use those Alfred books or the – do you remember what books you used?
I use piano books, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's only a couple of different method books that most teachers use. I remember those. I had to use those all myself. So, okay, so not a lot of formal training other than some piano training. So that's good to know. And my question, next one is, did you have any interest in playing the ukulele when I first talked about it in class? Or did you just kind of go with it because that's what we're going to do and you didn't really feel like you had a choice? Let's start with Savannah on this one. Were you interested already or?
Previously, I was kind of interested mm-hmm. and I just kind of like forgot about it. But going back to class and playing it for like the first time again was like, I knew I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Grace?
In the beginning, I didn't want to, but when we did the ukulele, I just remembered me watching a video of someone playing it. I really wanted to play.
It's become very trendy in these past few years. For a long time, I remember growing up, I never even saw one. I never saw anyone playing.
The Grace Vanderwaal. And yes, that's the one
Grace Vanderwaal, yeah. She's really brought the popularity back. Ellie, what about you?
Once we start playing it, I really wanted one for Christmas.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
You got one for Christmas? Yeah, that's so good. That's great. And what I like about them is they're pretty, as far as instruments go, they're on the lower end of expensive. You know, if you're talking about wind instruments and brass instruments, it's a lot more money. So it's kind of a nice way to start, but that is good to know. So this is one I think will really help, especially beginners who have never played before. But when you first started, and I'm talking class number one or two, what was one of the hardest things for you when you started? What part of it was the bigger struggle? We'll start this time with Savannah.
Probably just learning like the chords and making sure I wasn't like strumming with the side of my finger and making sure I had my hands on the correct dots and getting like the timing down was kind of the hardest for me, I think.
Okay. Which is a lot. All those, there's so much going on at the same time when you're playing ukulele. It's both hands and they both have to do something. So I think it's normal for that kind of thing to happen. What about Ellie?
Mostly the hardest chord I probably learned was switching to the G.
Yes.
And then the E7 that
we're doing, that you did for one of your songs. And just a second to point out that all three of these ladies have kind of gone above and beyond and asked to learn stuff that I didn't even teach in class just because they're trying to learn and they want to grow in their learning. And I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And yes, I think those three finger chords will get you a little bit. They're a little bit frustrating because it's a lot at one time to put down. And who's left? Who do I have? Grace.
Mine's mine's like a combining with Savannah's and Ellie's. Like, yeah. I had trouble with the G's and the E's chords, but like, I didn't like, mine was like strumming because like I would always like try to strum and then like I would hurt my finger.
I think people think strumming is the easy part, but it's not, because you have to figure out how you're going to do it. And the big error is people will strum with that side of the finger, and it's okay a couple times, but in a song, when you do it 100 times, it's really painful. And figuring out, am I going to use my thumb? Am I going to use my finger? And for me, I know that when I started, because I'm a lefty, I'm a left-handed person. I do everything with my left hand. And I learned how to play right-handed because it's just hard to find left-handed instruments. I'm like, I'm just going to learn right-hand. So strumming for me was super awkward because my right hand does nothing anywhere, you know? And so I had to learn how to do that. And now I think if you handed me a left-handed instrument, I probably couldn't even play it because I only know how to play right-handed. But in the beginning, my strumming for me was really awkward. So that is very good advice. And last but not least, if you had to kind of give advice to someone who's a beginner that's struggling and maybe frustrated, what would you say to help them keep going? Or what advice would you give as someone who's overcome some of those struggles and gotten better and still are excited about it? Let's start with Grace.
I would first teach them how to code it and strum. Mm-hmm. Then I would do the hand movement and let them look at it, and then earlier I just picked two the easiest chords and let them and make them not look at them to try to memorize them.
Do you think it's easier for you to watch someone do it or to just figure it out on your own? Does it help you to have a visual of someone playing, or does that not really make a difference for you?
It kind of makes a little difference. If I watch someone with the hand movement, mm-hmm. it's a little tricky because it's flip side of the
right me. Yes,
and it's easier if I do it by myself, but it helps a little bit.
Okay, that's a good insight. And what about you, Ellie? What advice would you give?
If they were struggling, I would have them video themselves doing it, mm-hmm. and then go back and learn it a little bit, then go and watch the video and try to find out what you did wrong.
That's a really good idea. Maybe we should do
that. I like that one.
That's a good one.
Sometimes keep doing it over and over again.
Because I know athletes, when they're doing a sport, they'll watch films of themselves playing, because when you're in it, you're not paying attention. I did that great. And then you watch the film, you're like, oh, okay, I did not do that very well. You know, so that's actually a really good idea. Maybe we could use WeVideo or something like that to help struggling students figure out what it is they're doing wrong. I love that. Okay, let's go with who's left, Savannah?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Kind of like what Ellie said, because I'm in dance, and then, you have to go through and you have to listen to what people are saying about it. Mm-hmm. So I would have people talk to them about I can help you fix this, because it's kind of hard to hear the same things from someone because you feel like, well, they just don't like how I'm playing, and it can get you more down. So I feel if we got students or adults and just had them play in front of them, mm-hmm. they could watch a video and hear feedback about what they did wrong from different people.
Right. In a constructive way. Because sometimes I think people think feedback is criticism. It's mm-hmm. negative. Mm-hmm. But really, they're just trying to help you to improve a skill. And it's hard sometimes to take feedback because sometimes we take it personally. It's you're not a bad player. You just need help getting to the G chord. And sometimes if you have someone who's good at that can show them or help them, I think that is some really very wise advice. I say this to people all the time. I learn from my kids, like you, sometimes more than I learn from a class that I could take from a professional, because nobody who's my age has your perspective and understands like you. So why wouldn't I talk to people that are actually doing what I'm asking them to do? And you guys have given me some really good feedback, and I'm actually going to do some of this when I start with some beginners next year. When you guys are in sixth and the fifth graders come in, some of that, I might use that in my teaching. So I really appreciate that. That's amazing. And I wanted to say that students like you truly make a teacher's job such a delight, because most students will do what they're asked to do in class. They'll they'll finish the paper or they'll do the thing. But then to go outside of class and say, when I'm at home, I'm going to do this thing that we did in class. To us, that's like, you know, and I hear about a student who's like, I bought a ukulele and I'm playing at home and I'm teaching myself new chords. That to me is the best part about teaching, because I can plant that seed for you, but then you have to take that and do whatever you want to do with it. Go ahead. What are you going to say, Anne?
Me and Savannah, like one time when Ellie couldn't, like, we tried to call Ellie, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she couldn't answer.
Yeah.
We practiced and we like just kept practicing like the song we're doing, like that they're doing for the audition.
Would you use FaceTime?
Yeah, we use FaceTime and just practice with each other, like learning the chords.
I'd say like the lyrics and she would play.
Yeah.
That is so great. I love that you guys do that and that you do it on your own and nobody's making you do it. You just are stoked and want to learn, and that's really awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and close this one down. I want to thank you guys for being here and giving me such good, honest advice and insight into this particular topic. As always, you can subscribe to the playlist by searching for us on any major podcast platform under the playlist Music with Mrs. LC. And if you'd like to send in a question or be a guest, feel free to message me on Facebook or Instagram at the playlist LC, all one word. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.